Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about Google AdSense? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to actually be able to access Google AdSense? Have you ever wanted to know why your own personal website is a disaster? Now would you like to learn what happens when you actually create a killer website? Tell me, have you ever heard about a book called AdSense Code, What Google Never Told You About Making Money? Their big secret, huh? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to master Google AdSense? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my guest, Coach Extraordinaire. He will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about AdSense. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talkport Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Our show has now had over 2.2 million listeners to date. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is the New York Times best-selling author of 12 books, including AdSense Code, Click Here to Order, Stories from the World's Most Successful Entrepreneurs, Ka-ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays, and Twitter Power 2.0. He has written over 40 books. He has appeared on the New York Times. He's appeared on John Stewart's The Daily Show, which is one of my favorite shows. He has appeared on CNN Online, Fox News, and many other places. Joel Kalm, welcome to the show. I can't tell you how happy I am to have you on the show. It's very exciting.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I had to laugh because you said it was a no whining zone. And then you invited everybody to go sit down and get a glass of wine.
Wine. Well, you know, I always tell everyone less whining and more wine.
Yes, I concur. Yeah. I support this message.
Yeah, that's my mantra. That's my message to the entire world. You know, Joel, let's talk a little bit. I love to hear stories. I love to hear about success stories. Could you share when your story started, where you were born, raised, and could you share who your early mentors were that got you started on this amazing success story.
Well, I'd be happy to. I was born in the Chicago suburbs back in 1964. So there I fully dated myself now. And always been one to kind of march to my own drummer and make my own way, do my own thing. Was never a huge fan of school and went to college, University of Illinois, and just kind of managed to squeak through because I just wasn't all about applying myself to subject matter that didn't interest me. But I did end up getting a degree that, ironically, in speech communication, and I ended up being a public speaker, though at that time I had no desire to be a public speaker. In fact, I was terrified at the idea of getting up even in front of a class of 12 people and speaking. Mm-hmm. So this was not something I wanted to do. It just seemed to be the low-hanging fruit for me, something that maybe I could be interested in. But my early career was actually as a disc jockey, working at radio stations, at nightclubs in the Dallas metropolitan area. Uh-huh. And then my first entrepreneurial venture was my own mobile DJ business, where I did wedding receptions and pool parties and bar mitzvahs and class reunions and did all that kind of thing, all the while cutting my teeth on learning how to sell. And you asked who my early inspirations were, and without a doubt, my greatest mentor that I've ever had is the late Zig Ziglar, who taught me at his Born to Win seminar in 1989 that you get what you want when you help enough other people get what they want, and that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that set me on a trajectory that still has got me on that path today.
My gosh, that's amazing. Now, what brought you, well, first of all, how did you overcome your fear of public speaking? Because I know that's a tough one. I speak on Norwegian cruise lines, and every time I go and do a cruise to speak with them, I'm terrified. How do you overcome it? How did it happen for you?
You know, for me, I'm not a religious person, but I am a man of faith. And I do believe that there is a God, and he knows better than I, and I believe he cares about me. And I remember I had spoken at a few events that were small when I first started teaching people about how to make money online back about 10 years ago, 2005, actually. My first actual event was at a event with 27 people. And it turned out I've got a little, the gift that I have is actually the ability to communicate. And I didn't realize back then that that was something that I did naturally, but it didn't make me any less nervous. And it wasn't until the next year that I was about to go on stage in front of 1,200 people, which was largest audience I had ever been in front of.
Yeah.
January, I was literally, ready to crap my pants. I was having such an anxiety attack that I kid you not when I say I was ready to leave the room running and screaming and just disappear, not even let them know that I had left because I was so afraid to go on stage. And this is where my faith came in. I prayed this prayer backstage and it was taking the focus off of myself. And making it about me and realizing that, you know, I'm not here because of me. I'm here because I've been asked to bring value and content to these people, and they need to hear what I have to say. And my prayer was really simple. It was, God, just make me great for you. You know, because even if nobody else approves, there's an audience of one that I want to approve of me. And day, I experienced what I can only refer to as a supernatural experience. When I said that prayer, I put my suit on and got ready to go on in about 15 minutes. And I went from this trembling, fearful person that wanted to run screaming from the room to somebody that was just full of courage to the point where I was like, I'm ready. Let me at it. And although I have experienced anxiety in front of large audiences since then, I always go back to that time in my mind, that experience, and I remember that that I'm not alone, that there's a calling to do this. And so, and I do it. I'm pretty pumped because as of our conversation today, I'm heading to Asia next week, and I'm speaking at two events that are supposed to have between 3,000 and 4,000 people. And okay. So not only do we have the massive numbers, but it's a foreign culture. And so there's a little anxiety there, but I know that all I've got to do is show up and give the best content that I can, and everything will work out.
Oh my gosh, that sounds, I know exactly where you're coming from. Today, we only have over 2.2 million listeners, and I can relate to what you're talking about, Joel, because I remember the first time I went on Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they said, oh, you're going to be speaking in the library. There'll be about 40, 50 people. It'll be intimate. It'll be cozy. And I thought, okay, this sounds good. My husband was thrilled to have a free cruise. I get there, and the next thing I know, I'm in the main theater, and there's over 500 people waiting to hear what I'm going to talk about. It is probably, I think, one of the most terrifying things you can go through, and I pulled it out because I created a presentation called Women of the Gold Rush. And you can't miss with that one. You know, people want to hear about women in the gold rush, but it is hard to do public speaking, isn't it, Joel?
Well, you know, they say that it is the most common fear that people have is to be up in front of an audience, followed by the fear of death. So I figured the greatest fear of all would be the fear of dying while giving a talk, right? That's got to be the worst. Yeah, but you know what? I think sometimes it's more challenging to speak to a smaller audience than to a large one, because with a large audience, your personality can expand to fill the room, and there's the energy that comes from a big room. Whereas with a small audience, you have to create a lot of time. That energy. And if it doesn't come from the speaker, then they're not going to feel it. And so it's a different way of looking at things.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had the honor of being asked to do someone's obituary? Because in my opinion, that's one of the toughest speeches you'll ever give.
You know, I haven't, and I'm certainly not standing in line, you know, hoping that that happens anytime soon. That's got to be a tough one.
Oh, yeah, you know, because you have to. I have been asked twice in my life to do it, and I don't think I've ever worked harder on anything, because you have to put humor, you have to put so much into that kind of speech. Actually, you know what I'm thinking, Joel? I think I might write my own obituary.
Well, there you go. No, the one talk that I spent more time on than any other I gave last month here in Denver where I live, and it was my first TED Talk at the TEDx Mile High. And I'll tell you, it ended up being a 14-minute talk. I spent more time and went back to the drawing board and wrote and scrapped it and rewrote and refashioned and talked to friends and woke up thinking about it and went to sleep thinking about it. More than any other talk that I've given.
Boy, I hear you. I hear you. And our audience hears you. And guess who else hears you? Our sponsors. So we're going to hear from them, and then we're going to come back with Joel Kalm.
Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at jeanniekerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. RickysRevolution.org. Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're visiting with my guest today, Joel Kamm. He's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, 12 books, public speaker, social media evangelist, and mobile marketing innovator. The leading authority on new media marketing tactics, Joel's current specialty is using social media such as Facebook and Twitter to help companies market their brand. He has also created top-ranked mobile apps, including the most talked-about iPhone app of all time. Not just another social media expert, Joel has been building profitable and cutting-edge internet ventures since 1995. Now, Joel, what is the most talked about iPhone app of all time?
Well, I don't know if it's the most talked about, but certainly one of is a novelty app that we created back in 2008 that exploded to number one in the world for 3 weeks. And you could say it made a bit of a stink out in the marketplace. It was a novelty application that is the bane of mothers everywhere, called iFart.
iFart?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I love this. I have to get it. I have to get it for my grandkids. iFart. I thought you know, quite frankly, I'm addicted to Candy Crush. I thought you were going to say Candy Crush, but I think I'm going to like iFart better. How does that work?
Yeah. How does it work? It's a sound machine. It's just like you think it would be, only it's got cool design and some fun features to it. And if you just go look for iFart Mobile is the official name, and it's still the highest rated and most popular novelty flatulence machine in the App Store. And we're actually working on an update right now because it's been a few years, and it's time to release a new update.
Oh my gosh. If I get this, will I not be the coolest grandma in history?
Without a doubt.
Well, I am going to pursue this. I think this is fabulous. You know, I'm actually getting pretty bored with Candy Crush. Now, let's talk a little bit about this wonderful, I mean, you have 12 books, so obviously I'm going to have you back on the show because you have so much to talk about. Let's talk about AdSense and the information you are sharing with everyone. AdSense code, what Google never told you about making money. So what are your secrets? What do we need to know about this AdSense thing?
Google is a giant, of course, the world's most popular search engine. And having so many millions and millions and millions of viewers every day, they're able to get a lot of advertisers that will pay to per click to have people click their ads, for them to see them and click their ads. And because there's so many advertisers that want to reach people through Google, Google went to people that own websites and said, if you're a publisher, we would like to put ads on your site, our ads on your site. And all you have to do is take a piece of code, copy and paste it onto your site, and we're going to automatically send you ads, both text ads and image ads. And here's what's really unique is Google says, we can tell what the content of your page is about. We can tell
by
looking if you're writing about travel to Asia, as I'm doing, or if you're writing about photography, or you know whatever it is you're writing about, we can tell, and we're going to put ads on your page when it loads up that are contextually relevant to the content of your page. So you don't have to pick the ads. It happens automatically. And then when somebody comes to your site, if they click on one of the ads, Google shares a piece of the revenue with the site owner. So I learned back in 2004 when they first came out the program, I was one of the first to really crack the code on how to do this because there's a lot of different ad block sizes. There's different places you can put them on your page. There's different colors and permutations. And I learned how to maximize my pages by creating original content and monetizing them with AdSense to the tune of $500 to $1,000 a day in passive income. And that was back when Google was bringing in about $4 to $5 billion a year in revenue. Now, Google's bringing in $60 billion a year in ad revenue. Oh. They've got more than ever to share with people who will create content-rich websites that want to then monetize it by putting the Google ads on their page. And that's what AdSense is all about.
Experience I've had, the internet totally loves and adores things and names that they've never heard before, don't they?
Well, yeah, and you know, there's so much money out there that people don't even know about. That it's been my privilege to really be apart from Google themselves, showing people how to do it. My materials have trained thousands and thousands all over the world how to create content and monetize that content with AdSense and get paid.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does Google, have they tried to shut it down? Have they tried to change it? Have they tried to make it more difficult for people to access AdSense?
Well, it's changed a lot over the years as they learn how to maximize the program so that it's mutually beneficial for both advertisers and the site publishers and the customers that click the ads, right? They want to deliver the best results. And so in the early days of AdSense, people were gaming the system any way they could. In other words, they were putting up all kinds of websites that didn't have valuable content on them just to have a place to put ads. So what's happened is over the years, Google has targeted those for elimination, but the sites that are actually creating content, which is what you're looking for on the web anyway, is some, you know, information you could actually use, are prospering and doing well.
This is an amazing experience. How exciting for you to be involved in this. Was AdSense Code your first book?
It was actually my second book. My first book came out in 1997. It was called Internet Family Fun, The Parents' Guide to Safe Surfing. And it was essentially a guide for, you know, having young children. I could, you know, really associate with the need for parents to know where do we go with our kids for good education and entertainment and information. So it's funny because the book now is so dated that the majority of the sites that are in there probably don't exist anymore. It's a vintage piece. But 2006, when the AdSense code came out, that was the one that hit the New York Times bestseller list and put me on the map.
Now, when you say put me on the map, my next question, is that the book that got you on Jon Stewart?
Actually, it wasn't the book that got me on Jon Stewart. It was the iFart application. That they ended up doing a story about iFart, and they sent one of their correspondents, Wyatt Knapp, came out to Colorado to interview me. And so you can actually find the clip. If you'll just Google Joel Tom, The Daily Show, I'm sure that it will come up and you can see the little piece that they did on me and what it was all about, because there was actually a lawsuit that we were threatened with legal action from a competing fart app, if you can believe it. And it resulted in a whole legal stink. And there was a great piece that The Daily Show did, which now lives in infamy.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't get any better. That would be my fantasy, to get to be on The Daily Show. But in the meantime, I'm thrilled to be sharing Joel Com with you. And I'm thrilled to be sharing my sponsors. We'll hear from them right now, and we'll be back and get Joel's website and how to order his 12 amazing books. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugeri Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence, and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages, like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers, are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is also now available at audiblebooks.com. We're visiting with a very, very priceless personality today. His name is Joel Com, and as a public and motivational speaker, he speaks on a variety of business entrepreneurial topics. He presents a step-by-step playbook on how to use social media as a leveraging tool to expand the reach of your brand, increase your customer base, and create fierce brand loyalty for your business. Joel, you are so eclectic and prolific. How did you get to write 12 books? How did that happen for you, dear?
I guess one interesting topic at a time. It's not something I ever really set out to do. I remember, setting out to write the first one, but things just kind of happen, and there's subject matter that I find interesting, and then either sit down and start compiling my own content or do interviews or find a co-author that is also interested in the topic and we work on it together. And somehow, here it is in 2015 and it's all booked. I honestly, you know, what happened? And I guess 20 years from now, I might look back and say there's, you know, now there's 25 or who knows. As long as there's subject matter that draws me in, that I think there's information that I can share, whatever it might be, then I think books are always a great way to disseminate that information. And more than that, a fantastic way to build credibility for yourself in the marketplace for that particular subject matter.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right, because books make you an expert. I know from what I speak, because I am an expert on whining. I'm also an expert on drinking wine. So I kind of have the feeling that you have about becoming an expert. Let's talk a little bit about starting with Google AdSense. How does someone get started with AdSense?
Great question. So what you need first is a site. Without a without being a publisher that has a website, you have no place to put ads, and Google can't approve you for the program. So first things first is you need to figure out, what's my site going to be about? And you want to register a domain and set up a website. It could be as simple as a WordPress blog, and begin writing original content. Google likes original content.
Yeah.
They're not a big fan of duplicating other people's work. There needs to be value to the site. That's where they want their ads to appear. But once you've got a site and maybe you've got 10 to 20 articles up there already, then you go to adsense.google.com and you apply for the program. It's free to apply, and Google goes and looks at your site. As long as it doesn't violate any terms of service and the site looks good, you know, by today's standards, a nice looking WordPress site, then odds are you'll get approved for the program. And then, you know, if you have my book, it takes you step by step through, here's how you do this, here's how you get the ads on your site, here's how to maximize your revenue, and then there's some other content as well about how to leverage social media to drive traffic. Because ultimately, even if you've got the best content in the world, if nobody sees it, then you're not getting anybody to come to your site. And if you're not getting page views of your content, then there's nowhere, then you can't have any ads clicked on.
Okay. So your site is very, very important. Speaking of sites, could you share your website and could you share with my listeners how they can get your 12 fantastic books?
Sure. My website is my name, joeltom.com. Mm-hmm. It's with two M's, just like it sounds. And my books are all over Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, you can find them there. You might be able to go to a Barnes & Noble store and see if they have any on the shelf. Most of my books also have their own website. So you can go to theadsensecode.com to discover how to get that. Or if you want to get my book on social media, twitterpower.com.
Okay, and I want to share with our listeners that Joel has 12 books, and I'm hoping I can get him to come back and visit with us and share each of his books, because right now I'm looking at the list, and I tell you, Joel, that book called Ka-Ching, that's a killer title.
Yeah, and the book is still doing well. It's been 5 years, I think, since it came out, and interestingly enough, it's the one that's still showing up in the stores.
Okay, I got you.
So that one's resonating.
Yeah, and you've written over 40 ebooks, and now tell me about your thoughts on ebooks, because I adore them. I think they're just fantastic, and you've written 40. What do you write about?
Oh, boy, all kinds of content. Many of them have been written supplements to AdSense or social media, traffic generation, mobile marketing. There's so many different topics on, you know, so much subject matter for making money online, list building, doing videos online. You know, as long as it's interesting to me, then it's not difficult to come up with content in the form of an ebook.
Okay. Well, I love this part where it says someone who went from having, now listen to this, he had 87 cents in his bank account. He went then to creating multiple success businesses. He is poised to instruct and inspire when it comes to using various forms of media avenues toward the greater goal of business success. Sweetheart, what's it like? I've never experienced this one. To have 80 cents in your 87 cents in your bank account. Oh my God!
Yeah, there was a time when it was very early in my internet business, and we actually had an angel investor gift us with about $25,000, and I quit my job. And I had a partner at that time. He quit his job, and this was back in 1995, and things were not moving along as quickly as we hoped. I did not go back out and get a job. I kept working. He went and took a job with a Fortune 500 company and left me to run it, and it just, the money just kept going and going and going, and I really believed that it was going to work. I was certain that this was what I was supposed to do, and there was a time where I had gone to my wife at that time and said, do I need to go back to being a salesman? Because there's no going back in my mind. You don't go back. You always move forward. But I had a young family and had to, feed the kids. And a little miracle took place in my life that turned things around. I really can't take any credit for it. Again, I'm a person of faith, and being at this place where I was up against the wall, the only thing I knew to do was to fall to my knees and ask for divine intervention. In January, something really interesting happened. With that very week that I was at my financial bottom, I got an email from a gentleman in another state who I didn't know, who represented a Japanese multimedia conglomerate. If you can kind of picture like a Time Warner over in Japan. That's what this company was like. I couldn't even pronounce the name. I can now, though. It's called Takada Jamisha. And the guy on the phone said, Joel, this company would like to license content that you're creating on your website and translate it into Japanese. And so I thought that this might be worth, a couple $100 or so. But before we could enter any kind of negotiations, he said they would like to offer you $5,000 a month.
Okay.
So needless to say, my mouth hit the floor, and my prayers were answered, and I didn't have to worry about my bank account going forward, because from there the business grew and grew, and other opportunities became a reality, and it's been fantastic.
Well, I adore sharing you with my listeners, because I have to confess, this is the first guest that I've ever had who has shared with us that he was down to 87 cents in his bank account. Oh, my gosh. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and visit with Joel Green and hear about his first website that was one of the first 18,000 sites in the world. You want to talk about being ahead of the pack? We'll be right back with Joel Calm.
The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holtquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step-Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step-family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books, The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life, helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get The 411, my411books.com. January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com.
Welcome back, and I'm happy to have with us today visiting Joel Kamm. And I'm curious, Joel, about this internet reality show, The Next Internet Millionaire, and you hosted and produced it, this show. Tell us a little bit of what that was like.
Well, you know, I was definitely a fan of reality TV, and this must have been circa 2007. I want to say, and The Apprentice was pretty hot, and YouTube was coming on strong, and one day I thought, what if we could combine the best of both worlds? What if there was a show that demonstrated how people could make money online, where they would compete against each other, and have casts, and they would be taught by leading internet marketing, you know, millionaires. And it was a lot of fun. We had 12 contestants from the U.S., Canada, Costa Rica, and the U.K. And for 2 weeks solid, we filmed an episode of each day with a leading internet marketing teacher, either sharing about branding or copywriting or video or, you know, business building, list building. We ended up having a winner at the end that won a $25,000 cash prize and a joint venture with myself. It was clearly ahead of its time, which it's really funny because I just now saw that ABC is just getting ready to launch a reality show that is tech-centered. And it, this is 8 years after I did my show. We actually won an honorary Webby Award. And to my knowledge, it was the world's first competitive internet reality show.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, you know, I have an idea that I want to share with you, and it's just between you and I. Obviously, no one else is listening, but I think you need to take iFart to reality television. Have you thought about that?
And do what with it? What would we do? What would the show be? I'm trying to prank people with it. I mean, that's funny. I'm trying to imagine how we build a show around it, though.
Well, I haven't even signed on to iFart, which I'm going to be doing today, but I'm thinking about something that would create a bond between generations. You know, this could cover grandparents, parents, children. Anyway, I'll just throw that out. And
well, when you're ready to produce such a show, let me know.
You know what? This intrigues me. This might be some iFart. Who would not have your grandchildren positively adore you if you hosted something like that? You know,
that's a glowing endorsement if ever I heard one.
Joel has found successes in multiple niches, corporations, small to medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs. Trust him for sound, practical advice and creative thinking. He has consulted with, trained, or developed strategic partnerships with, wait till you hear this list, Microsoft, IBM, and Twitter, among others. Whether you are seeking general direction or you require in-depth marketing, Joel brings his very experiences to you and is available for consulting by hour or by day. And Joel, could you again share your website information and tell everyone where they can get your books and how they can sign up for iFart?
Well, so we'll go in reverse order. You can get iFart in the iTunes App Store. Just go search for iFart Mobile and get the 99-cent version because it's feature rich. And then to find me, go to Joelcom, C-O-M-M is my last name, joelcom.com. And that's my official site. And you can read my blog and what I'm doing or thinking about, where I'm speaking. You can see all my books are listed there. You can find out about consulting and all other kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You have just figured it all out, haven't you? Did you ever
No. I think the older I get, the more I realize I don't know. So, but I don't have to know it all, and I don't have to have it all figured out. I think, you know, people who try, it's futile. Just enjoy the life you've been given and use the gifts that you have. Figure out where you bring the greatest value, and then have fun doing it.
I love your advice. Now, let me ask you a personal question. When you look back on Joel Kalm's life, which is a fascinating life, and I adore having you on the show, do you have any regrets? Do you have any things you wish you could do over? How do you feel about looking back on Joel Kalm's life?
You know, there's always things that we can look at and say, if I had only done this or that. But any time we go back and try to think, if I had only, then we're kind of saying that our experiences aren't valuable. That, you know, the things we've done that have led us to who we are, I think there's a lot of value in acceptance. And so I don't try to second guess myself because, yes, maybe I could have done a certain project better and made a lot more or reached more people, but then there might have been a sacrifice elsewhere and something wouldn't have happened. So I don't like to look at things as regret so much as just chalking them up to experience, because I find that the things that we regret, the things we perceive as negative experiences are actually the greatest teachers that grow us and shape us. And so I don't really look back except to reminisce. I like to look forward and say, okay, these are the building blocks of my life, and what's next?
Oh, that's such great advice, because for so many of us, the worst things in life that happen to you, actually, once you're down the road a while, you look back and you think that was probably one of the most best things, one of the learning things that happened to you. And Joel Kalm, having you on our show today has been amazing. You have 11 more books to talk about. So I hope you will be back and we can share those with our listeners.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's been a lot of fun.
It has. I've loved it. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Joel. Isn't he something? My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you. They are exciting, eclectic, just like Joel, and energizing. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. Sign up at my website, januarejones.com. If you would like to be a guest or advertise with us, just go to info@januarejones. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Joel Kalm. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones.
How easy would things be? It'd be so easy to believe in you. I could truly see my dreams turn to reality. Funny how quickly things can
This is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.